Live from the historic Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage. With your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bullegian.
Well, good evening, everybody. So glad you could join us. Another edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. As Mr. Big Voice mentioned, we've got the boys, Jordan and BC, out at the beautiful Detroit golf course. You've got the one, the only, Mike Fay. Mike, way up north, is that where we're at?
We're up north here celebrating my daughter's birthday. Ooh. Birthday weekend up north.
Cool. So happy birthday. Happy birthday. How old is she, may we ask?
Turning 14 of them today. Oh, so the very
absolutely the best. Lots going on, as we were talking about with Chris Renwick. We've got the PGA just a week away, less than a week away, and we're going to be talking about that. Some of the favorites, a course that BC is familiar with. We'll get his take on that. What's new with you fellas, JY, BC?
Well, I'm entertaining BC tonight here at Detroit Golf Club. We were going to take a little peek around the property and see what was changing, but we never got time. We were kind of distracted on the way in, and we're arguing about the PGA Championship to see who was going to win and how long the course was going to play.
7,845
yards.
We played it at 70. Wow. Whose dog is that?
That must be Bailey.
Is that Bailey?
That is.
Yeah.
So we played.
Is that our first guest?
Yeah. Already barking at us. It's all right. We're used to it.
It's okay.
So we played at 77-40 the first day when we were down there last year, Bogue. And you can add another 100 onto that. So they're at 70.
Yeah, I didn't play it. I walked about 8,800.
Oh, my. Yeah. I hit it zigzag. But anyway, yeah. So 78-45. I just talked to Todd Gary, who's setting up the back nine. Todd, mm-hmm. from the PGA of America. And he said, well, it looks like we can get a little more aggressive with the flagsticks this week because the wind's not going to blow. So look for some threes and fours on every hole from the edges at that place.
Now, just think about that. Like, you're hitting in, how many times do we hit in 5 irons and 4 irons into holes that we play?
Lumber.
And we're not even that good.
No.
But can you imagine playing a course? I mean, I know when we played
right
at Whistling Straits, and there was a couple holes that I couldn't get to.
Yeah.
18, I couldn't get to. but I mean, I'm not very good with a 9 iron or 8 iron in my hand right now, but I mean, 4 iron?
I mean, 4 iron or 5 iron to these guys.
They're going to be ripping those. Well,
they hit them straight up in the air. They have a different trajectory, but still. You've been to Kiowa and you've seen some of the bumps and runoffs. You know, if you missed it 3 feet over there, the ball just goes somewhere where you can't get it up and down. So, I mean, the patience is obviously the biggest thing at that place, because you know you're going to get some Pete Dye bounces. And
yeah, so
but the clubs, I mean, they'll be hitting. It's going to be
it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
So they also changed the grass, right? Because when we were there, what was that, 2012 or so?
No, it's still Pospal.
Oh, it is still Pospal? Yeah, I thought they might have changed the grass.
Well, they just resided the whole place.
Okay.
But they added some pot bunkers on 12. They added 60 yards on 12. They added 40 yards on 6. Now it's 519 par 4 instead of, you know, just 480. It's no big deal. Now it's
480 to 519.
And these, you have to understand, these holes, when you go 6 through 13, go due west or potentially left or right into the wind. Hmm. But it does look like the winds are going to be southeast primarily, which means those holes will be downwind. But the holes coming back in, 14 to 18, are into the wind.
If you ever want to be CBC in his next life, he'd be a meteorologist on wind directions and barometric pressure.
It's important. It's so important.
He knows it every day. He knows exactly what it is.
He read my mind. BC, I wanted to ask you, I mean, that ocean course, how big of a factor is it?
You're at sea level, and you think the ball's going to hum a little bit more because you're at 85. When we're at 95 degrees with 90% humidity with, you know, mosquitoes following us around all over the place.
And dirt.
And dirt, yeah, and dust. But you had to factor in the ball's a little bit hotter, but then you had to factor it. Wait a minute, I'm at zero. I'm at zero sea level here. So I've taken off maybe 5% already off of that, plus the humidity. Okay, the ball might go a little bit farther. But then again, I got salt air and sea air. It's maybe a little more dense, so it all balanced out in the end. Mm-hmm. But all that stuff kind of goes in the factoring of clubs, and then the grass is different. Like Jordan said, Bermuda grass.
The time of year, too. Like,
the time of year is different.
We were there in August, and these guys are here in May.
So the grass.
And you were just there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. To me, the ground seemed a lot firmer. They haven't had their heavy rains in the summer. And the greens, from what Ben Cook said today, I talked to Ben on the way in. Ben said, man, the place, I'm kind of surprised the greens aren't that fast. I'm like, you really can't make them fast because it's
Sunday.
A seaside golf course.
And it's Sunday.
But come Thursday, yeah. I mean, if it doesn't blow, they're going to do something to protect the golf course, which is they're going to let it just kind of dry out. And it looks like the big orange globe is going to be up in the sky all week long. Mm-hmm. So it's getting no protection this week.
What about somebody with a good short game, you guys? They have a good short game to win, BC. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you this. It never hurts.
It never hurts, yeah. Right. But the problem with that is you got to be able to hit it, Mike, there. You really have to stand up there and
beat it
and kind of grab them, and you got to beat it. You really do. Yeah. It's a big, big boy golf course. And, you know, it doesn't look that intimidating on some holes, but if you miss it, Pete Dye really, really makes you pay with the wrong angle or, mm-hmm. you know, the wrong runoff. And I don't care how good of a short game you have, place makes you look like an idiot sometimes. It's just really, really demanding. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, extended forecast, I just looked it up, 78, 78, 81, 85. And as you mentioned, BC, lots of sun. Heck, it's going to be warmer here, according to the extended forecast.
Exactly.
We've got upper 80s coming up next weekend and everything, but
yeah,
should be a great week of golf down there on the island.
Yeah, it really is going to be great. I think just because it's one of my favorite places in the world, I think it's going to be an unbelievable championship because there's so many guys that hit it so high and so far now that, like we were talking before on the crosstalk there, that there's so many guys you can just start naming guys that hit it high and far. Well, like maybe 120 of them this week hit it high and far.
I'm just looking at the guys who played well this week. You know, Burns finished second again.
Right.
You know, he was leading there for a while. I mean, Berger kind of hooks it a little bit, but he hits it pretty far. Scott Stallings finished third. Surprise Schwartzel T3, but Vegas ninth.
Vegas hits it high.
Spieth ninth. Donald doesn't hit it very far. He finished 13th.
Nope.
Zalatoris tied for 17th.
Oof, boy, look for. I mean, there's a kid, fearless kid, that could just do amazing things there. I mean, like he did at Augusta.
Like a Rahm
is,
you know.
Oof, boy, another great pick.
Is DJ even playing?
I don't know
yet. I guess we'll have to find out.
Silent,
I'm not sure.
Been very silent on this camp thus far.
So
I like a Paul Casey there too, because Paul Casey, remember,
mm-hmm.
we beat Paul Casey that week, so he's maybe got a little revenge this week.
A little BC revenge?
Paul Casey.
A little BC revenge?
Yeah, exactly.
About 7 weeks away, the action will be where BC and Jordan are sitting, of course. We're looking forward to that with our own Rocket Mortgage Classic, but certainly more talk on next week's event down in South Carolina. As we talked about earlier in the show, just a subtle reminder coming up on about 15 minutes, Ken Griffin, the golf director of sales and marketing up at Boyne, will be joining us. You know, I've heard each one of these guys say it together and individually. You looking to take that golf trip? Why leave the state? There's so many beautiful places to go, and certainly Boyne is amongst them. We'll check in with the LPGA, check in locally as well. Some of the stuff that went on this past week, always something going on. That's why we're here each and every Sunday night. So glad you could join us. Mike Fay, Jordan Young, BC. I'm Sean Beligian. Glad you could join us here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf show presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Beligian.
You know, it's interesting. We want to get into what happened to the women in the NCAA this weekend. But just before we went to the break, we would be remiss if we did not mention this. Dickie Pride, the pride of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm here all week.
That's a talent. That's lots of talent there.
What a story. He qualified on Monday, correct?
Yeah, he's a Monday qualifier. He got in a sponsor exemption last week, played pretty decent, but didn't get a top 10. But a friend of mine that's listening, Jeff Bergeron, actually played with him and had some good stories about Dickie Pride. And he's a really, really a good guy. And he was on tour for about 20 years and doesn't even have exempt status out there.
So he had to Monday qualify. He got in and he won, won the event.
Now he's good.
Yeah.
Now you're good. Yeah.
So good.
Mitsubishi Classic.
Yep.
Duluth, Georgia.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? I don't know if you guys heard about this, but here's the headline from Golf Week. Quote, tears flowed like rain in Baton Rouge. People still reacting, still angry, still in astonishment over the decision to cancel the NCAA Women's Regional. And BC, I know you were all kinds of fired up about this.
Oh, I mean, I get Scott Fawcett's tweets, and I can't repeat what he said online about it, but he's 100% correct. I mean, this was unbelievable, Mike. You never call a tournament until you can't play it. And
exactly.
Was it premature?
So describe what happened. The course conditions were not appropriate before the tournament started. They all got there.
They were there.
They got there. The coaches went out on the course and deemed the course unplayable.
Yep.
I haven't seen any pictures. I don't know. I mean, it had been pretty bad. Was it because of
weather,
rain?
Weather, rain, yes.
So
they
it was
got a
rain,
lot of rain. They got a lot of
and
rain.
More like flooding type situation?
Yeah, in some areas. But the golf course was what the players would deem and the coaches would deem playable for a championship. I mean, they're all playing the same slop at the end of the day. Right. I mean, and you're competing against those teams on those that condition to go to the finals, NCAA finals. So,
yeah. And you set the stages. You've got about, you know, it's usually about 16 to 18 teams
right.
playing for, you
six
know,
spots.
Six team spots to advance to nationals, right. which is a pretty big deal. It's really intense. It's pretty tight. All the teams are very good that are competing.
Yep.
And then you take some of the top three or four individuals.
I mean, to their credit, the golf course is not to their credit, but to their defense, there's another tournament a few days after. And are they protecting the golf course for that tournament? Keep it playable for them. Hopefully, the
tournament
would
that have been?
I'm not going to get that much into it because I've got my emotions.
I mean, the NCAA really, regionals is a pretty big tournament.
It's a pretty big event. And you know what? You are just basically shutting down girls' careers. They're done. You're done. Oh, yeah. Sorry. This is how you go out. I mean, really a bad.
And with everything
deal.
In the past year, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I just. You know, it's interesting. I'm reading this story, and evidently the University Club golf course had taken on 7 inches of rain over 3 days. It had standing water on a few holes and bunkers. Now, here is the part that seemed to really be an issue with a lot of the coaches. The committee representative said that the course was playable, but not up to a championship level. And I'll ask you three, because the coaches were all saying, what on earth does that mean? It's playable, but not to a championship level, so we're not going to play? I mean, how do you define something like that?
So now we have subjectivity, raining. You know, that's how we're running our lives here, subjectivity.
So wait a second.
Kind of like Ontario golf right now, huh?
We'll get
there. That's another thing we need to chat about tonight.
Yeah.
So wait a second. The coaches decided or the NCAA decided?
NCAA.
The NCAA should have went to the coaches and asked them
absolutely
to vote.
You could have been 100. It'd have been 16 hands up in the air. Let's play.
Because then put it in their hands.
Right.
I mean, obviously, it's not a great situation.
No,
but what's the next best thing? Reschedule it or try to get it done.
Get it done.
I mean, at all costs. Obviously, we're not there. We don't know all the details. But I'm just hearing of this in the last half hour. It's like, wow, I've never heard of that.
It's a biggie. That's a biggie, and like I said, the poor girls that have you know, you work with students and girls a long time, and they get maybe a little more emotional than we do, men do, but poor girls. I mean, that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Sam Houston's golf coach was quoted as saying, "I've never seen that. I've played pro golf. I've played NC2A regionals as a player. I've coached it. I've played in the U.S. amateur. I've never seen this. It was the committee and the rules official. I don't know why they came to that conclusion, but it is mind-boggling." And I think if you just announced that you felt the course wasn't playable, I'm not saying it's more tolerable, but or that it is tolerable, but I think when you say it's playable, but not at a championship level, that's when the head scratching begins, because not only are you ticked off, but now you're, you know, the huh part is the worst. What does that mean?
Yeah. At what point, I mean, who determines what a championship golf course is and what a championship setup is? And, you know, I think you put the flags in the middle of the green and put the tees at the 150 markers and say, okay, let's go at it. I mean,
well, just think though, it's not like the PGA Tour, or the LPGA Tour, where these athletes have to travel to a different destination and get their gear going on Monday for the next week. And you know, the tours make a decision based on the weather, and if they can get them back there the next day and TV for whatever it is, they do their best. Like today, they tried to move the round up, and they did. Yep. They still got caught, but they got it done. Yep. They probably wouldn't have got it done, as I'm looking at these pictures of the rain on Twitter here with Amanda's Belionis with her feed, and it looks like, I mean, all I see is water out there. I don't even see any grass, and they finished. I know the golf course might drain a little better, but man, it's crazy. But at least they can play golf, unlike my friends in Ontario, Canada.
Yes. I mean,
very painful.
I'm not going to say martial law, but this is out of control.
How can they not have the golf courses open?
Hey,
Sean,
they're south of us, and they can't play golf.
Mike, you probably talked to Jason Hellman, our friend.
I told Mr. Hellman daily, you guys, and it's not just that. I mean, it's like if you go to the Walmart, you can't buy anything but groceries. That's all you can buy. They won't let you buy a broom. They won't let you buy anything, nothing.
What?
But groceries when you go to the store.
And this is until June 2nd.
Okay. Yep. Thank goodness Beckman's not on this show, because we'd
have a different point of view.
Let's put it this way. I have some friends in Ontario who, to put it in terms that I think you'll all understand, are on the other side of the aisle from me. And a year ago, they were all in with some of this stuff. To say that they are ticked off now and thinking the right way would be an understatement. It is incredible what is happening in that province. It really is.
I don't know what an outdoor activity is harm. What's it doing? I don't. I mean, you can follow the science. What science? Where's the science in that? There is no science.
I don't know, but I'll say this, and I don't want to go way out on a limb on the radio or say anything bad against anything, because we obviously have been dealing with this for a long time. But I had five girls with me today on the golf course, young ladies, great girls. They all had their masks on, and we're out on the golf course, and it took me two holes for me to even recognize they all had masks on, so I'm programmed. And I said, "Hey, girls, you know, if you want, you can take your masks off. We're outside." And they're like, "Oh, it just feels good." I mean, we're used to that. And that's our new way of life, I guess, whether people choose to keep it on or off. That's their choice. Doesn't matter to me. But it's just interesting. And, you know, my parents are in Ontario, and they're living out in the country in northern Ontario up there in Thunder Bay. And I'm sure they're just chilling. They're not doing too much.
Bizarre.
Man, it really is. And Jordan, I'm glad you said that. No, nobody's trying to minimize what COVID was. Some of the reactions to COVID are real head scratching.
Yep.
I'm going to bite my tongue, and we're going to do some golf when we come back. As a matter of fact, why don't we head up north? We are going to check in with Ken Griffin, the golf director of sales and marketing up at Boyne. So much going on that we're looking forward to, and maybe you're looking forward to heading back up that way. Well, Ken Griffin will tell you what to expect. In the meantime, I'll tell you, you're listening to Spin on Golf on a Sunday night right here on 760 WJR.
Back for another round, it's the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Once again, your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
Always having fun on a Sunday night. Hopefully you guys are enjoying what you're hearing, because we're enjoying talking with you here on 760 WJR Spin on Golf. The fellas say it all the time, and I'll tell you what, you want picturesque? I'm not sure it gets much more picturesque than heading up to Emmett County and taking a look at just some of the most beautiful courses your eyes will ever see. A guy that knows just a little something about that is the golf director of sales and marketing up at Boyne. He is Mr. Ken Griffin, kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. And first of all, Ken, really appreciate you taking the time and joining us here on 760 WJR. How are you, sir?
Well, great. And you guys always have fun. And gentlemen, thanks for inviting me.
No, we appreciate chatting with you. You know, I don't know how often you've heard the fellas say this, Ken, but, you know, everybody talks about planning their golf trip and, you know, they want to go to exotic places and everything. And I've heard each one of these guys say, hey, stay here in this state. There are plenty of places to go. And certainly Boyne is at the forefront.
Well, thank you very much. You know, everybody keeps us working harder. I mean, there is so much great golf in the state of Michigan, and we're just fortunate. We like to say there's a lot of great golf, and we hope we have some of the better golf.
Hey, well, what's no new doubt with you guys? It's been such a, I don't even know what word to use anymore, interesting, crazy, unbelievable year. How's it been for you guys up there?
Well, you know, think back a year ago, when I think at this time last year we had one, maybe two courses open, and, you know, by the end of May we had all 10 open, but we didn't know if we were going to be open the next week, and we didn't know what the rules were going to be if we were open the next week. You know, it certainly was a moving target, and, you know, very slow May and June, but, you know, picked up in the back half of June, and we ended up having a great year, and, you know, we're looking forward to a great year. Now we know we can do this, and as regulations and guidelines, you know, start to be relaxed, that's even better news. But, you know, golf was one of the things, obviously, that you could get out and do and minimize the risk and enjoy being outside and not being locked in your four walls, and we were glad to be part of it.
Once again, Ken Griffin kindly joining us. BC, I know you wanted to chat with Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Brian.
How many different counties are we in? I know Sean said
Charlevoix and Emmett.
I know we're in more than one, right? We're in Charlevoix and Emmett, right?
Yeah,
we're in two. Yeah, parts in both.
Right. So you've got two different counties, extremely diverse landscapes on every golf course. Obviously, you go from the Highlands to the mountain back to Bay Harbor. I mean, what else do you want? You know, guys, it's pretty awesome. I mean, and Boyne does golf. I mean, they're good at what they do. They really are.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jordan here, I just want to say it's just, you just feel at home. You feel comfortable. It's relaxing. The courses are beautiful. I mean, it's just awesome up there. I love it up there.
Yeah. Guys, you can't see me, but you're making me blush.
Just being honest.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's been going on my whole life, just go up to Boyne, and it's kind of been, you guys keep the family together, the same people. I say that all the time when I talk to somebody at Boyne. That's nice to see the same people always over and over and over again every year, Birdie and the crew, and yourself included, and Steven do an unbelievable job of doing that.
But there are some changes.
The family does a great job of giving us resources. They hire good people, maybe me excluded, but they hire really good people. And then they give them the resources to try and do their job, you know, and that's why we have the variety and the quality that we have. From a change standpoint, last year there weren't a lot. But this year we started it last fall. Is the big project is Ross Number One, which is a replica of Seminole Number Six, and you'll see the difference right off the tee box there. You know, through some of the latest technologies, we're able to better replicate what that looks like. So you're going to see trees removed. You're going to see more waste area. It's going to more replicate the feel you would get with fescue grasses and things down in Florida.
Wow, that's cool. I mean, it's hard to do. Like you said, with technology, we can get better. But and then there's another thing as far as spending money and doing it. That's really nice to see. It really is.
I see you guys have TrackMan range.
Oh, boy.
And that it's a big investment, but what a great tool. We've added a 30-bay TrackMan range to the Ross, to that 32-acre practice facility at the Ross. So everything for anybody that's been up there right in front of the parking lot, that whole side is really committed to the TrackMan range. And, you know, TrackMan, everybody's familiar with the little orange squares that they see the pros use over the weekend. But TrackMan range takes it to another level because now it takes it to everybody. You can download the TrackMan app on your phone, and you can stand there with a bucket of balls and actually trace every shot. You can get 8 key data points. So, you know, you can really geek out if you want to as far as the data. But it goes further than that because you can just go have fun with your friends. You know, Golfertainment, I saw in an article, Golf Entertainment, that Jason Deegan wrote with Golf Pass last week. And there's part of that, too, because there are games available on TrackMan that you can just, you know, have long drive contest or play closest to the pin or shoot for score like you do at some of the golf simulator facilities. That just a great golfer or somebody learning, it's just a great tool and a lot of fun.
Ken Griffin, Boyne Golf Director of Sales and Marketing, kindly joining us here, Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. You know, Mike, I know, as I mentioned, you're very familiar with Boyne. I know you had some comments for Ken.
Yes, Ken, how are you, my friend?
Very good, Mike. Ken. Good to hear you.
Very good. Hey, I want to know, one of my favorite golf courses to play at Boyne is the Moor. And I see we've done some stuff to the Moor. Let's talk a little bit about the Moor and what different changes we've made there.
Yeah, the Moor is a great course to play, but it wasn't always the easiest course to play. I mean, you really had to be careful with shot selection, and what we found is better golfers really enjoyed it, but it wasn't as much fun for everybody. So I call them subtle but significant. So every hole we've made the fairways more playable off the tee, either widening or lengthening. We've improved the approach angles into the green, and also enhanced shot options around the green so that we're trying to minimize the tough chips or even just give you more shot options. You'll, from further away, you'll be able to putt it or bump and run or still go ahead and loft it if you want, but just giving you more options so you feel more comfortable 18 times as you're trying to get to the end of the hole.
That's awesome. Kind of funny that you brought that up, Mike, because I always thought, everybody always thought, well, what's the best course at Boyne? It's like, well, I'm a Ross favorite, you know, one of my favorite courses. But I said the most difficult and the most penal is the Moor. Mm-hmm. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head that your potential for an average player of shooting a higher score is definitely higher on the Moor than any of the golf course at Boyne.
A couple of years ago, as many times as I've been up to Boyne, and I think it's probably been 25 years or something like that, I played the Moor for the first time 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
By myself, beautiful out.
It's a cool golf course.
At night.
Yeah, it is.
And it was awesome. So I want to try to play it again.
Yeah,
it was great.
A cool place.
It was awesome.
Right.
Great golf.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we like you to take carts around, but it is one of the courses that that is walkable. And I've driven it to see the changes, and I'm excited, but I didn't have a club in my hands when I played it, so I'm anxious to get out on it.
Well, the Ross is walkable. You just might be you might be dead by the end of it.
I walked on a PGA there in 96, and my caddy's like, really? We're going to walk again? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Going up 5 fairway at the Ross. Good luck.
Oh, boy.
Ken Griffin, Boyne Golf Director of Sales and Marketing, joining us. So, Ken, is there anything else new at Boyne, things that you were excited about? Mike was telling us before the show started, you know, he knew that there were some things coming, and you guys are making it happen. Anything else you want the listeners to know, the golfers to know, if they're planning to make that trip up to Boyne? And of course, I think we can all enthusiastically say you should plan to make that trip.
Well, thanks. The biggest thing I would say is, you know, the rules are changing, and we think this year in a better direction than they were a year ago. You know, there were some press conferences last year. We're trying to work out all the details, but always go to boinggolf.com, not just for your to book your tee times or your rooms. You can do that, but also what to expect. You know, we've got an FAQ, and we update that as soon as we get new information on you know, rules and regulations or how things are handled, because we want you to have a really good idea of your expectations whenever you get there, so there are no surprises.
If you haven't been up there, you know what? All you have to do, there's this thing called Google. Just type in Boyne and take a look at some. I mean, every picture seems like a golf postcard. It really does. It's so beautiful up there. In fact, even the picture that we're using on StreamYard of Ken, they inform me it's from your LinkedIn. What a beautiful view just over your left shoulder.
Is that 13?
Heather 12.
Hill 13.
Hill 13.
Yep.
Absolutely beautiful.
Hey, Ken? You know what? You're the one good thing, Ken? The trout.
What?
Don't get COVID.
The trout don't get COVID.
Yeah. Well, the Hills for sure is one you want to take a cart on, because that cart path is actually 9 miles long, and with all the vertical up and down there, that's one for sure you want to have your bag on a cart.
Right. The trout have the masks on.
Yeah, I'm sure the trout. The trout are ready for flies at Boyne Falls, I can tell you that much.
Ken, continued success to you. We appreciate you. And as always, if there's anything that we can help you with, need to get the word out about anything, we're just a phone call away. We appreciate your time here tonight on Spin on Golf.
Guys, thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you when you come up to visit.
Ken Griffin, kindly joining us here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. It is so funny, guys. I mean, even before we talked to Ken, I mean, full disclosure, I was looking at some of the pictures just going, yeah, I mean, it looks so stinking beautiful up there. It really does.
There are some cool ones, you know, at Bay Harbor, and you're playing the par three that look right over the Bay Harbor and some of the homes and where Madonna's home used to be. That's one of my favorite down that par three. And then at the top of number 12 on the Heather, the par five dogleg left, as you scan over 13 and 14 and down towards the lake there. That's pretty cool at the mountain.
Oh, the Boyne mountain. Oh yeah, yeah.
Those are my two kind of go-to spots, and it's just cool up there.
Mike, is there a favorite spot for you up there?
Well, there's a few. Jordan just talked about it there on the Alpine Golf Course at Boyne Mountain. It's fantastic looking down the Jordan Valley. It's amazing in the summertime. The wind blows up the mountain, which you don't realize, which is fantastic when you're teaching golf on the range, because the wind's blowing right to left and makes me look like a way better teacher. You know, number 13 on Hills is great. Just overlooking Northern Michigan. It's just beautiful. I mean, you can see forever up there. And then, you know, there's so many views on the links and the quarry there at Bay Harbor. Won't forget. It's a great place.
There are times when you're walking around up there where honestly, am I in Michigan? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. It really is that awesome up there. All right. Final segment of the show coming up on a Sunday night. So glad you could join us. We're going to see if Jordan can get his hand out of some of those gift bags out at the DGC as well. So glad you could join us.
I got a bunch here if you want some.
Right here on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
You know, before we get into some PGA odds and predictions from these guys, Jordan, you saved this, and I'm intrigued. How did you play? Well, you can't save information like this. This is great information.
I'll just say this. You know, we've been doing this show for a while, and whether we're good or bad or not, or people listen or not, who does it matter? Well, I don't
Rocket
know.
Does. But, mortgage.
Yep. But we get people coming up to us during the week saying, wow, I can't believe you guys talked about that or talked about this. Well, last week, somebody said, wow, no mention about BC winning the Pro.
That's my
which
fault.
Which was the last week. Now, that's a pretty big event. I mean, Brian and I have won it three times together, I think. Yeah. But I said, you know what? All we talk about is BC and him playing all over the place. So I just kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything. So Andrew Mogg was like, well, wow, I can't believe you guys didn't mention. I go, well, him and Ben Cook won. Congrats to him.
Congrats.
Right?
So, the best player in the state.
So anyways, I had to give you some props BC. Huh? But yeah, Thursday, thanks to Dave Zink for hosting. I think it was their fifth year hosting the Senior Pro Senior Am. So it was my inaugural trip.
Anyone?
So as I walked out to the range, let's just say there was not a lot of fanfare. And a lot of people didn't say very many nice things to me.
What the blank are you doing?
They asked me what the heck I was doing there. I said, I'm here playing against all you old. Right? And they're like, okay. So anyways, my partner and I, we had a good time. We played with Kevin Muir and Kenny Hudson,
yeah.
And my partner Dave Vaclav, and we managed to get in a five-way playoff for first. We shot 5 under.
Wow.
And Indian went old, man. Still has teeth, though.
Yeah, we were 3 under through four and just kind of, whatever. But anyways, I've never been in a five-way playoff.
Whoa.
And obviously it was at two-person best ball.
That's a lot of people.
And needless to say, we lost in the third hole. The winning team, Boyd Barth and his partner, Scott Worth. They birdied all three holes.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, how about this? One of the other teams chipped in. Stahl Cup's team chipped in on the first hole and the second hole.
Oh, yvay. And, you know, the funny thing is, you guys were only 500. They birdied three holes in a row.
I know. So, anyways, that was my coming out for my senior. And I'm looking forward to the Senior Open and the Senior PGA. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, compete against Brian here. And so that's all I got. I'm done for the year now.
All right. Before we get to
a couple weeks.
Before we get to the PGA, I always like to ask you guys, Mike Fay, what's new in your world?
Well, I'm looking forward to next year turning a senior. So I'm the baby of the crew. So that way I can like cruise on up to the front tees. And I'll be pretty excited about that.
It's great. It's not that great.
Yeah, like I said, I am.
1 year was great, but then after that, it went downhill.
Well, no, I mean, you win all the time, BC. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
I am up north right now celebrating my daughter's birthday. It's beautiful out. Get up north. It's good stuff. Get out, play golf, you guys. That's why I want to
stay.
Is
that Mike's corner? That's it. That's all Mike's going to give us tonight.
I don't have a corner ready.
You don't have a punk of the week or anything like that? Or?
No, but I know that BC had some thoughts of the punk of the week, though.
I'll tell you
we
what,
talked about it, though.
It's the whole province of Ontario. Are you kidding me?
The premier of Ontario?
Whatever.
Okay.
Get over it.
The whole province of Ontario.
Play golf. No, I'm just saying. Come on. Play golf.
Okay. Play golf. Come on. Let them free.
Really?
That's good. Look at on our stream yard. The entire province of Ontario.
There it is.
I didn't mean to throw the whole province under the water. Oh, the poor people. That want, come on, let them play golf.
Hey, you're not disrespecting anybody, BC. You're including the entire province of Ontario. So congratulations to the entire province of Ontario.
Thank you.
All right.
You are our pal this week. All right, very quickly, guys, I saw this on Sportsline, some odds for the PGA. Rory, 10-1, Dustin Johnson, 12-1, John Rahm, 12-1, Justin Thomas, 14-1, Bryson, 14-1, Jordan Spieth, 16-1, Xander, 16-1, Brooks Koepka, 20-1, Morikawa, 22-1, and I'll tell you what, when Finau wins, I'll be there to tell you I told you so. He's at 33-1. I might be saying I told you so for a while, but I'll still act like it was fresh. What jumps out to you about this this crew heading into this week?
I would number one say high ball hitter. For one, high and far doesn't hurt, but high ball hitter number one, and you identified a guy that he hits it high enough. Finau, John Rahm,
Corey Connors, 66-1.
66.
Hits it high.
Yeah.
Hits it far enough.
Yeah.
Paul Casey's 50-1.
Oh, I like that pick.
Louis Oosthuizen, 50-1.
Not high enough.
Fleetwood,
enough.
40.
Yeah. I mean, you really got to hit the ball high to some of those hole locations that are going to be hidden behind those little moundings and
Matsuyama.
Matsuyama.
25-1.
Oh, boy. He could do well.
Former PGA champion Keegan Bradley, 100-1.
Oh, he's not
playing pretty good.
He's not going to win.
You don't hit straight enough, I don't think, to play Kiwa. No. Just going to come back to bite me, I'm sure. But I would say it's got to be high. So I'm taking all the high ball guys this week, and the winds are down. And like Mike said, you better have a great short game. But I think that won't be an issue with the winds being down.
How is John Daly at 1,000-1, and so is Rich Beam? John Daly is a way better chance to win than Rich Beam.
Rich Beam's.
We played it with Rich Beam.
Going to have a better time than John Daly.
Oh, well, I don't know. They're probably going to have a good time together. I don't know. Yomar Uresti, 300-1.
Don't you have to? I mean, if you're going to put down a little wager, though, don't you almost have to go, okay, I'll go with one of the guys near the top, but pick that. I don't know, like using your example, Mike, pick that guy who's 100-1. Hey, you know what? He's playing well. His style might suit South Carolina. I mean, isn't that the way you got to play something like this?
Sometimes, right? I mean, he's been playing pretty good, right? I'm like, why not throw something on that? You know, I mean, he has. He's been playing better and better. You never know.
You get the odd guy in the major, but you always get the cream come to the crop in the majors, or cream come to the top. But, you know, I'm always kind of take a fielder's choice.
So Rory's won last week, and now he's won there in the past in 2012. It seems like a nice fit for him. He's got good vibes there. And Jordan Spieth's been playing well. A couple other guys have been playing well. So who knows? I mean, it trends towards Rory, but look at the horse yesterday that didn't win, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, our buddy Eric Dortch, who is part of the Golf Elite, our producer back in the studio, says Morikawa for the win.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, ED. you know what? We'll talk to you offline.
Just kidding. I like going Morikawa. Eric Dortch, oh, guys, if Morikawa does win, we'll never hear the end of it.
I haven't seen a Marcero chime in.
And good luck to your Habs next week, because they're going down, my friend.
They need it. They need it. Insert your 1967 joke. And
thank you.
Don't forget that Toronto is part of the whole province of Ontario.
But they're not the punk of the week.
They are punk of the week.
Unbelievable. I'm not going to let this one go.
For Mike Fay, for BC, for Jordan Young, we thank Mike Parsons and Eric Dortch. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.